This is GQDN for Wednesday, June 11th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy. If you do, put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. Really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a launch day patch targeting ESL will be in Brazil, USA, and China next year. And we got some Resident Evil news. But you know, Resident Evil is going to be everywhere, including Xbox. We got two articles concerning Phil Spencer, because he was doing some talking on the official Xbox podcast. And these two articles come from GamesRadar and from GameSpot.com. So, on the GamesRadar, he was talking about the handheld console, the ROG Xbox Ally, and the ROG Xbox Ally X, because they were revealed on the Xbox showcase this past weekend. So, when he was talking to the people, he was talking about how this came to be. Phil Spencer said, quote, "I have found that gaming to play my favorite games wherever I am just makes me enjoy them more," end quote. Then he gave some props to things like Nintendo and some of the other handhelds, and well, that would include Steam, because their competition was, quote, "from the work Nintendo did on Switch. Even before that, if you think about handhelds and Nintendo's amazing track record there, Steam, what they did with the Steam Deck," end quote. High praise from the man. But what did he think about the company that he runs? According to GameSpot.com, he said that he is accountable to Microsoft, quote, "for running a good business," end quote. Once again, as a reminder, he was talking on the official Xbox podcast. I will listen to that this weekend because they downloaded quite a few podcasts. So what he said was, quote, "our jobs inside the company is to run a good business. We're accountable to Microsoft for running a good business, a healthy business that continues to grow to both top line and bottom line. That's kind of foundation for us. And what that does is it allows to continue to invest Xbox for our community of players and creators, and that we're doing. It does mean we have to make trade-offs through the year on things that we're going to invest more in and things that we're not going to invest as much in because we are the business that we are. But the business is having really good success," end quote. Now, Spencer did say that Game Pass was having a really good year, and he did praise the Xbox first-party games for their performance so far this year. And that's what he said on the podcast. Now, he also did explain why Indiana Jones and the Great Circle and some of the other Xbox exclusive titles was going to PlayStation in their business call. And he did say that that was the best choice because Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion Remastered and Forza Horizon 5 did hit the top of the PlayStation Network charts in April. But like I said, Resident Evil will be on Xbox. When I would say Resident Evil, according to DualShockers.com, that's 9 or The Requiem, however you want to call it, because they will have their first and third person options, and that will adjust your viewpoints during the gameplay, because they'll be merging elements from the most popular entries in the series, according to DualShockers. Now, the mainline Resident Evil games will be using a third-person camera perspectives all the way up to Resident Evil 7, because that's where the series did go to the cinematic first person, and they'll be reflecting on the survival horror roots. Now, Resident Evil 8 also used the first-person view, but they added the third-person option in a later update. Now, since this is the next storyline in the series, DualShockers does think that Requiem will be following the village's footsteps, because they were looking at some of the leaks that was happening for the past few months. And they were hinting that this is going to be an open world experience, with the protagonist exploring some ruins of Raccoon City after the United States government destroyed it in the third game. So, once again, you're looking for next year for Resident Evil Requiem. But I think that's going to Switch 2 as well. Which, by the way, GameSpot.com did say that the game key cards might just be, quote, digital sales, end quote. And that's according to Capcom. So there was a Q&A session in the financial results, and they did credit Nintendo Life. And Capcom did say that the keys will be recorded as digital sales, because a question did arise, and I'll quote this, are key cards for Nintendo Switch 2, game cards that feature an Activision key necessary to launch the software, recorded as physical or digital units? And you got your answer, digital sales. So there you go for that. Not much else, just saying. But according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there was a game that was delisted from the PlayStation Store. And the game is called Tokyo Dark Remembrance. And that version was published on PlayStation 4, like I said, back in 2020. But PlayStationLifestyle.net did ask the question, why was it delisted? And they couldn't find an answer. Now, what they did say is that Tokyo Dark is still on Steam, Nintendo, and Nintendo Switch. But the game that was published by Square Enix, Untitled, is listed as the publisher. Okay, that in itself might be a little bit confusing, but I believe Untitled was a game, or was the company that was listed as the publisher. Now, Tokyo Dark Remembrance did not get a physical release on PlayStation 4. So right now, if you wanted to try to get the game, can't do it. And the Switch physical copies were released in limited quantities by Limited Run Games. Now, Tokyo Dark was developed by Cherry Moki, and it was originally released in 2017. That was followed by Switch and PlayStation 4 launches in 2019 and 2020. The console ports were developed by Mebius. The port subtitled Remembrance did come with some additional content and some new endings. Tokyo Dark did have some positive reviews. So we still don't know what happened, but we do know what's going to come. ESL will host some events in Brazil, USA, and China next year. So where will they be? Well, we don't know where just yet via hltv.org, but some of the tournaments, the dates have been revealed. For Brazil, the VRS invite date is January. The tournament dates are from April 13th through the 19th. IAM USA, the VRS invite dates will be in February next year, and the tournament dates will be May 11th through the 17th. In China, the invite dates will be in August next year, so 1 year from now, and the tournament dates will be from November 2nd through November 8th. And of course, there's some prize money, which is very interesting in itself. I'm going to give the player prize and the club reward. For 13th to 16th place, $12,500 and $0. 9th to 12th, $5,000 for the player prize and $15,000 for the club reward. 7th and 8th, $7,000 and $35,000. 5th and 6th, $12,500 and $55,000. 4th, $20,000 and $75,000. 3rd, $30,000 and $95,000. 2nd, $50,000 and $120,000. Number 1, player prize is $125,000, and the club award will be $170,000. So good luck with that. We'll end today with GameSpot.com, because Dune Awakening's launch day patch, did target some server stability and bug fixes. Dune Awakening 1.1.0.11 did show that the changes will be bullet point one, deployed another set of changes to further improve the game server and client stability, and added more localization. Those are changes. The fixes, bullet points one, fixed an issue where the in-game UI showed the name of Sage, something like that, when visiting while in the streamer mode. Bullet point two, fixed an issue where players could sometimes select NPCs offset from their normal position. Bullet point 3, fixed a rare issue where players with above minimum hardware could sometimes provide a co-op warning that their hardware was below minimum specifications. That is all for today. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.